This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining us with this podcast today. This is The Christian Counselor. There are several skills which we can learn or which we can improve in order to make specifically our marriages, but ultimately any relationship in which we are engaged, more abundant or better. Some of the skills that are learned and taught are skills of how to learn, how to listen, how to love, and even how to laugh. All of these things are ordained by God, and God created us to live and use each of these things in our lives. The passage we want to consider as we think about one more skill which we can learn is found in John 10 at verse 10. There Jesus is speaking, and he says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." One of the things that we need to realize is that Christ not only promises us a better life, he promises us an abundant life. In fact, there are passages where he says these things. In 1 John, for example, "I have written to you that your joy may be full." In the New Testament, in Ephesians 3 at verse 20, Paul is speaking of Jesus and says, "To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." And I don't know what your dream is for your life. What I know is God can take your dream and make it more than you ever dreamed or imagined, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, or even that we can think or imagine. Life for a Christian is not a note coming due. It is true that we will one day have to give an account for all that we do in this life. But God has told us that we can enjoy this life, choose contentment in this life, because of the hope that we have in the life to come. And perhaps that's no better seen than in the relationships that we have. God designed marriage in Genesis chapter 2 at verse 18. He said, "The Lord said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." He designed marriage so that you and I could have the abundant life. It's true, we have our struggles. We have our trials, the things that we look to and think, "Man, how in the world is this better?" But it's also true that when we work past our struggles, when we deal with the conflict, we come out on the other side better than we were to begin with. When we learn to love, when we learn to listen, when we learn to learn more, when we learn to laugh, we can not only have life, but friends, we can have the abundant life in marriage. And God, through our marriage, can do more than we ever asked or even dreamed could come true. One person said, "I don't understand why marriage is such hard work." And that's true. It's a lot of hard work to make marriage work in a great way and to make it more comfortable. But marriage and the work involved pays off abundantly. "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Let's learn to learn. Learn to listen. Learn to love. Learn to laugh. And in the end, we will ultimately learn to live the abundant life. This is The Christian Counselor.